So we were discussing last week the issue of Ksav Yado. I want to finish with that today, and then next week we'll start speaking about some of the other, you know, other topics in the first perek, other interesting issues. But again, we were doing this big, you know, broad topic of Edi Chasima, Edi Mesira, you know, Edi Kiyum, Edi Birur. So we were up to discussing the issue of Ksav Yado. So what we discussed last week, just to bring us back to where we were for a moment, is that there are really basically, you know, two Mishnayos that discuss the status of Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad is Kishmo Kenhu, means that the, you know, instead of there being witnesses, which usually define a contract, you have a statement and a contract, a declaration of some sort, a description of the, you know, transaction, and then appended to that agreement or declaration or whatever it is are usually two witnesses. That's Edi Chasima Karsi. Or, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, so on the Edi Mesira Karsi, so this text, this document, this declaration is handed over in the presence of two witnesses. Ksav Yad is a situation where you don't have witnesses, not Edi Chasima, not Edi Mesira. Instead, you have the handwriting of the Mischayev. He writes out in his own hand, you know, the information or the declaration. Or somebody writes it and he signs, you know, on it. I don't think it makes a difference, you know, which of those two. In other words, something that identifies him personally as agreeing, you know, to this circumstance. So the Mishnah in Gittin, again, we talked about this last week, I just want to get us back to where we were for a minute. The Mishnah in Gittin, Pei Vav, Amud Aleph, or it's also quoted here on Gimel Amud Beis. In the Mar Makomos, it's on page 5. But in the Gemara, it's either Pei Vav is the real Mishnah, and Gimel Amud Beis is the quotation of the Mishnah in the first parak. So this is the famous Mishnah that we've been discussing that says, Shlosha Gittin Psulim. There are three Gittin that are Psulim Midrabanan. They're disqualified Midrabanan. V'yimnisei Savlad Kosher. But if you go ahead and you use it, even though rabbinically we discourage that, we want you to use a more, you know, advanced, you know, a preferred standard get. But if you go ahead and you do it, the Gerushin is Chal, and the Vlad that is produced from the next marriage, in other words, she comes to court, she gets remarried on the basis of this Ksav Yad / get. The, you know, the next relationship is not a violation of Eishes Ish. And if there are children, they are not mamzerim. That's what the Mishnah says. One of these three. So as we discussed, Kasab, the first one is Kasab Ksav Yad Ovein Olevedim, that, you know, there are no witnesses appended to this document. But the declaration or the conditions are spelled out, you know, or signed Biksav Yado of the Mischayev. In this case, that would be the Baal. The Baal writes out a document in his own hand, right, which has the conditions of the get. Or Yeshal Aveinim Vein Bozman, or you have witnesses, but you don't have the time of the get, or Yesh Bozman Vein Boed Ela Eidachad, or you have Zman, but you only have one witness, you know, signed in. Either way, in all these cases, Harayla Gimel Gittim Psulim Vimnisa Vlad Kosher, and then the Mishnah's conclusion, Rabbi Lazar Malva Bishena Levedim El Nostra Bifne Edim Kosher Vigovim and Chosim Meshubadim Sheina Edim Chosim Alagetam Pintipinol. This is where we introduce Rabbi Eliezer's principle of Edim Asira Karsi. So this is one Mishnah, and the Gemara discusses who the author of this Mishnah is. We know that the Seifa author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. So that, you know, leads us naturally to think that the Reisha is authored by Rabbi Meir, but that's not so clear in the Gemara. That's two days in the Gemara going forward. So Rashi immediately weighs in. Rashi's just wondering. Rashi's not troubled by, Kasaval of Eidim Be'im Bozma. And he's not troubled by, you know, you have an Eidachad, you know, Yesh Bozman, but Ein Bo El Eidachad. You know, those are midoraisa. The reason that those are kosher is pretty clear. the reason for zman in a get, the Gemara says, is mishum peri or mishum shamei chapa basachoso. Clearly not, a biblical, biblically mandated requirements. So there's no issue there. But what does bother Rashi is, how do we know so with such a certainty that a ksavyad, without any edim whatsoever, how do we know that that's a valid get? So that's what he says. Haitana, right, lav kramir, again, it's in the Mar Makomos, it's on page 5, but in the Gemara here, it's in the Mishnah, it's Rashi. Haitana lav karabi meir sphere. The first thing that Rashi, the initial reaction of Rashi is this is not Rav Meir. Meaning, if it was Rav Meir, Zayde Chasiva Karsi, he wouldn't tolerate, Midoraisa, the absence of Eide Chasima. Domar Chali Chasima Karsi. To the Rabbi Meir, Avlad Mamzer. That's a big statement. So the first suggestion of Rashi is that Ksavyado is incompatible with a Shtar de Eide Chasima. Meaning, Ksavyad is not a Shtar. Then he adds, Ulamand, Mukila, there is a mandamar in the Gemara, not for this reason, but for other reasons, that suggest, that the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So Laman de Mukilo Bigamarik, Rabbi Meir, Ikalamein, what are you going to say about the legality of Ksavyad? Then the answer is Ikalamein Mar de Ksavyad Kame Edim Dami, meaning Rabbi Meir requires Eide Chasima. So, Ksavyad, is the equivalent or better even than, Eide Chasima. That's a second view of Rashi. First view of Rashi is, if you hold Eide Chasima, then Ksavyad doesn't work. Second view is, Ksavyad is, through a kind of Hodah Spaldin, it's the equivalent of Ein Lecha, the way some Rishonim put it, including Bali Tosan, Ein Lecha, Eide Chasima, or Eidim Gedola Mizu. But then, as Rashi goes on, it's a little bit, there's a lot of literature on this Rashi, a lot of discussion about it. So then Rashi says, V'lav krabalazo sfirule, this part is fine. This is not Rabbi Eliezer, because he's only the Seifa. Da'amareidim b'sira karsi, da'apalig Rab Meir, I'm sorry, Rabalazar b'seifa. But now, so now he's getting back to the Ksavyad, here is where it gets a little more confusing. So he says, elakivin de Ksavyadohu, but even though it's not, it's not Rabbi Eliezer, and we had trouble saying it was Rabbi Meir, and then somehow we suggested maybe it's Ksavyado k'me'edim dami. But now when he speaks more about it, right, he says, that he makes it seem like it's a Xeris HaKasuv. Elakivid Ksavyadohu, the Kasavanasan Karina Be. Now is that merged with the idea, that it's the equivalent of Edim? Or is that a separate, is that a third or a second justification within Rabbi Meir? Namely, either this works as, the equivalent of Eide Chasima, or, since the Torah says, v'kasav la sefer krisis v'nasav biyado, so it's exeris hakasuv, it's like the Torah saying, I know this doesn't qualify as a shtar according to Rabbi Meir. And saying, ksav yado kemei edim dami just, is, not a compelling legal argument. However, now we're taking a third tack, or a second, within Rabbi Meir, and we're saying, yeah, but it's a special din. Basically, what we're saying then is there are two ways to be megarish anisha. One is through a contract, a shtar, and the other way is through the gzeres hakasuv of the kasav benasan. If you write it out in your own hand, then that also is a get. The difference is, again, is ksavyad, something that works exclusively in gittin, or maybe also gittin v'kiddushin, based on v'yatza v'haisa. But if it's based on v'kasa v'nasan, but it doesn't really qualify, as something that Rabbi Meir would embrace as the equivalent, let's say, of Eide Chasima, so it's not going to work, as a shtar in other areas of halacha, right? And that might be true in Shar Shechror, certainly could be true in Dine Maminus, etc. The Afagav Blake Eni Mesira, Kashim Daraisa, Mi Rabbanim Paslinu, Dima Asilak Shuri Biksav Sofer, Hilka Klotinase. Now he feels like he did such a good job you know, justifying Ksav Yad, even according to Rabbi Meir, that, you know, he says, oh, but, you know, hold on, you know, it's still Pasul Madrabanan. He went from, like, you know, why isn't the Vlad Mamzer to why is it even, you know, Pasul Madrabanan? So, Vimnisa is a Vlad Kosher, but Vedavka Ksav Yadov, Ksav Sofer, Vein Shamedim, Vlad Mamzer. Okay, so there, basically what emerges from Rashi in the Mishnah is three perspectives. Again, it's hard to know whether it's two positions or three positions, but definitely there are three elements here. One is, Ede Chasima Karsi of Rabbi Meir is going to reject Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad is going to be Vlad Mamzer. He's not the author of the Mishnah. If that were true, then Ksav Yad in Kol HaTorah Kula would be under severe pressure. Okay? It wouldn't be a valid contract, probably, anywhere. Then the second perspective is the opposite, and that is Rabbi Meir can not only can live with Ksav Yad, he can live with Ksav Yad without any, you know, help, you know, no need for Xeris HaKasuv, meaning upon second glance or upon reflection, right, Ksav Yad is the equivalent of Eide Chasima, in which case, why wouldn't it work as a shtar and call it Tarakula? Probably would.
Hodel's Baldin works in a non-monetary case.
What?
How does he know that Hodel's Baldin works in a non-monetary case?
The truth is, I mean, the Gemara in Kedushin Sam Chemed Beis, which we were discussing, you know, so much a couple of weeks ago, you know, really kind of goes the other way. Meaning, the Gemara says, you know, Hodel's Baldin Kemedim Dami should work everywhere. And, you know, it should work even in Kedushin. And then the only reason the Gemara says that it doesn't is because of Chav Lachrini. So, you know, even if you say that it's a kind of a 180 degree in the sense that you require a Kiyum, but at least as far as any other Eidos requirement, it sounds like, you know, Hodas Baldin is something that is conceivable. Of course, if you interpret, we also spent 2 weeks ago discussing the Ksos, you know, whose view on Hodas Baldin makes this a viable discussion, namely that Hodas Baldin isn't Hiskaivus, but Hodas Baldin is a form of Namanus. So, you know, then the idea that it might apply, you know, in areas, it might be the basis of a shtar contract is reasonable. Of course, if you say, like, you know, the Rishonim or the Achronim Poskim that he quotes, you know, which believe that Hodas Baldin is a kind of Hiskaivus, you know, so obviously that's not going to help you where objectively the halacha requires, you know, a contract. It'll always help you, you know, where you're bailim and you can be mischayiv, but it's not going to help you when you need real eidos. So that's your question's a valid question. But anyway, so that's the second perspective. And then the third perspective is somewhere in between, as I say, because, and we're not sure whether, you know, this is buttressing, you know, the Eide Chasima, maybe you wouldn't have known, maybe this is the answer to your question. I mean, I think there are two ways to read Rashi. And if you look at the Achronim, you'll see they read it differently, because it's hard to know. If it's part of number two, then it's exactly responding to your question. Like, how do you know that you can rely on some form of Hodas Baldin here to be the equivalent of Eide Chasima? The answer is because the Torah says that it works, because of Anasan. So instead of saying that's, you know, despite the fact that it's, you know, that's an outlier and that's special din in Gittin and it's really not a shtar, it's not Eidos, nonetheless it works, which is the third way of looking at it. I guess that, you know, if you wanted to integrate these two, it would be the Torah is being megala that, you know, this concept of Eide Chasima being equivalent, you know, having an equivalency in Ksav Yad is, you know, is valid. Okay, so that's where we are with this Mishnah. So the open questions then become, what about the status of Ksav Yad in Dine Mamonis? And what about the status of Ksav Yad in Kiddushin? Two very different, you know, kind of issues. So last week we spent a good amount of time talking about Dine Mamonis. I'm just going to remind everybody, you know, what it was in a minute. And then I want to talk about the Kiddushin part of it and the implications.
What about Rabbi Lazar?
What about Rabbi Lazar?
Like Saviad. He's only Machshuv if there's any
Machshuv. Well, I guess that's a great question. And it's going to be a very important question for the Rambam in particular. I would say the following. If you hold like the Balei Tosas, you know, and Rashi in general, namely who reject the Rift, the issue of the Ibn Tawf that, you know, we started talking about like, you know, five shiurim or so ago, right? Namely, in the debate, we paskin in Gittin Bekidushin, certainly, that Ede Mesira Karsi, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rashi and Tosus and that whole world, Balamor, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that means only Eidei Mesira are Karsi. And not even Eidei Chasim. Eidei Chasim are Pasul. They're only a Raya, a backup. Now if that's true, that's probably true for Ksav Yado as well. So Ksav Yado would be excluded. It's not going to be better than Eidei Chasim. The question is, what about according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfarad? They hold that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you know, it's true, Eidei Mesira is Karsi, but Eidei Chasima are also Karsi, right? But is that because So normally you would then just say, well, whatever Rashi just said, you know, Saviad is certainly not Eidei Mesira, you know, but it, you know, according to the second view of Rashi, it is kind of like Eidei Chasima, right? Unless, and this becomes an interesting question, you know, we go back to our other discussion within the Rif and the Rambam, the debate between the Ran and the Ramban, right? We were trying to show that according to the Ramban and according to most people, when we say that the Mandamar Eidei Mesira also embraces the option of Eidei Chasima, we mean that Rabbi Eliezer is more flexible. He doesn't disagree with Rabbi Meir. He adds to Rabbi Meir. So whatever we say is good for Rabbi Meir is good for Rabbi Eliezer, plus. However, if we go in what I call the Ra'ah and the Ran, and I believe the Rambam root as well, namely that, you know, it's true that Eidei Chasima are effective, according to the Rif and the Rambam, but they don't exactly work the same way that they work for Rabbi Meir, right? They work more as kind of virtual, you know, Eidei Mesira. So the idea that Ksaviad would automatically fit into that, I think, is highly questionable. Okay? Now, the Rambam himself does hold that way. And the Ramban seems to be mistopic in Sefer Hizkus and a little bit in Mechamos, you know, in the end of the Masechta about Ksaviad. So I think that's an interesting question. But the Rambam, as we'll see, in Hilchos Geirushin, paskins that, you know, Kosav Ksav Yado is Pasul, but the Vlad is going to be Kosher. We'll see that.
What does Rashi mean when he says, oh, Paulid with Lozab is
what are you asking?
He brings on Lozab. Well, Paulid with Lozab is
no, that's his way of saying Rabbi Eliezer is not the Manda Amar the Mishnah of the Reisha, because he's only brought in to the Seifa. If you look at the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah has Gimel Gittim Psulim, you know, and then it repeats it again, V'nisa Vlad Kosher, V'nisa Vlad Kosher. Then at the end of the Mishnah, you have Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afu Pishenu Levedim, Elishanasim Bifneidim, Kosher, etc. So what the Rashi is saying is, the Reisha of the Mishnah is definitely not Rabbi Eliezer, because he's only brought in the Seifa. Right? The Apolig, Rabbi Lazar, the Seifa. He only comes in the Seifa. So he's not the Mandamar of the Mishnah. That question is Rabbi Meir the Mandamar, or is it a third Mandamar?
Where does the Seifa start?
The Seifa is where the Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer's name. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afa Pisha, Eino Levedim. Till then, he's not the Mandamar.
But he's not addressing the Reisha? He's not Polig on the Reisha?
He is Polig
on the
Reisha. Yeah. The Reisha is talking about, you know, at least the case number 2 and 3 are Eidei Chasima.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Eliezer is meant to contrast to that. Whether he disagrees with the Reisha or he's adding to the... He's not the author of the Reisha. Whether he disagrees with the Reisha is what we were just talking about a second ago.
Yeah.
Namely, that's the Rif, Rambam versus Tosus and whatever. and what, you know, Arei Nechassim are the same as, you know, Ksav Yad, etc. But what Rashi means, well, Rashi Lushitoso, you know, actually thinks that Rabbi Eliezer rejects Rabbi Meir. You know, so therefore, when he says Palig, he means, you know, when we quote Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, till now he's not the author. A, and B, he probably disagrees. Because from his point of view, only Edei Mesira work. According to the Rif of the Rambam, that isn't exactly true. He may not be the author of the Reisha, but it doesn't mean he disagrees with the Reisha. And as I say, in, if you look at the Rambam, let's look at it for 1 minute.
According to Rav Eitan, if you need Edei Kim, so Edei Kim can function as Edei Mesira. Even
if no, but that's true. But for Rabbeinu Tam, you know, you need Edei Kiyum even according to Rabbi Meir.
Right.
That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay.
But, you know, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So you, either way, you'd need Edei, even if it wasn't for, even if there was no requirement of Edei Kiyum, you'd still need Edim on the Shtar to be Edei Mesira. Like, let's say it was a shtar mecher.
Yeah, but he would agree that you need Edei Kiyum by shtar get. No?
What?
Rabbi Lazar would insist on Edei Kiyum by shtar get.
Well,
also.
Presumably. I mean, that's Tosis does think that. Tosis thinks that you need Edei Kiyum in Geirush. We'll get to that in a minute. That's the Rajba, what that we're going to get come to in a couple, you know, a few minutes, hopefully. But, yeah, but I'm just saying for, when Rabbeinu Tam speaks about that, you know, that question of Edei Kiyum, he's really being mechadesh that even Rabbi Meir, who holds Edei Chasima, requires Edim on the Mesira as Edei Kiyum. Mm-hmm. Kol Shekain, that Edei Mesira are required according to Rabbi Eliezer, who rejects Edei Chasima, except for Raya, right? So certainly you'd have to have Edei Mesira, which could double in function. They could perform both the Edei Kiyum and the Shtar part. They wear two hats. Okay, good. So that is that's the, you know, okay. So last week what we discussed was that there's another Mishnah, right, and that is the Mishnah on Kuf Ayin A Omid Beis in Baba Basra. This is to be found, you know, in our Mar Makomos on page 6. And this is what we were discussing last week. The Mishnah in Baba Basra says that if you have a Ksav Yad, it only says one thing definitively, the Mishnah. That is, if you have a Ksav Yad, again, the same idea, but here we're talking about Shtare Milva. Okay? So that it's not Gova Menachasa Mishibadim. Which means that, you know, if I have a typical Milva Bishtar, meaning I lent money to someone, I lent somebody $100. They owe me $100, right? If I lent it to them, you know, be'edim, right, then they have to pay me back $100. But if they don't have any liquid assets, you know, then they're off the hook because there's no gviyim and chasim ishabadim in a milva alpe. However, if it was a milva bishtar, right, so the gviya of the malva, right, includes two other elements. One is that there's gviya menachasim mishabadim, meaning if the lova subsequently sold property after the halva, before the gviya, and there are no liquid assets to collect from when the time of the gviya comes around, right, then the malva can seize, I think that's the right word, garnish, seize, whatever it is, he can grab, he has first rights on the lokeach's purchase of that, you know, real estate. That's called Gviyah Menachasim Mishabadim. There's another, this is what we talked about last week, there's another benefit, you know, to a Milva Bishtar, and that is a Milva Bishtar, the, you know, Malva has the advantage when he still holds the Shtar, you know, if the Lova claims, Kofar HaKol, I paid you back, Paraiti, so if it was a Milva Alpeh, I lent you $100. That come back, come after the day of the gviya. After the gviya is up. You know, let's say 31 days later. It's a 30-day loan. Let's say I say to you, you know, it's time to pay up your $100, and you say I paid you back, you know, 2 hours ago. you know. So normally, if it's a milvah peh, that's kofra kol. He's neman. He might take a shvuas eses, but he wouldn't have to pay. However, with a shtar, we say shtar chabiyani, my boy, which means you left a smoking gun in my hand, namely this shtar. You didn't rip it up, and you didn't demand, you know, that I give you a receipt, a shovar. And therefore, I am believed with the shtar in my hand to declare that you haven't paid me back. I can neutralize your claim of kofar akol. So the question is, what happens in a ksavyat? That would be the case in the shtar be'edei chasima. Okay? By the way, whether there's shtar chabiyari my boy or shibudim in edei mesira, I think we mentioned last week, is a very complicated question. Because there's no physical eid chasima in the shtar. It's just a piece of paper that says, Reuven, you know, lent money to Shimon, you know, and this paper is the document. That's what it says. And it's now in the hands of the Malva. But there are no eidim chasumim. So whether or not there are shibudim in eidim esir, we'll see in a moment. That depends on two girsos in the Gemara. It's a massive debate. The Rambam happens to paskin that there is gviyah menachasim shabadim from, you know, edus b'shtar b'shtare edei mesira. Other rishonim say no. We'll see in a moment. Tosas thinks it's a machlokas asugyas, and this quotes us the name of the Rach. So that's one issue. We'll see in a moment. And the second issue is, what about shtar chabiyani my boy? Okay, shtar chabiyani my boy in edei mesira is also unclear, because it's true that, you know, I didn't get a receipt and I left the shtar in your hands, but the shtar doesn't really have any, you know, the same kind of significance if there are no witnesses appended to it. So it's just a statement, right, without any kind of testimony. So is that a problem for shtar chabiyani my boy or not? So that is the view of the Bala Itur, says yes. Others say yes, and others say no. Anyways, this is the background. So the background is typically a milva bishtar has two yitronot, two, you know, benefits, two advantages, you know, vis-a-vis, you know, milva alpeh. One is shibudim, and the other one is shtar chabiyani my boy. The Mishnah only addresses shibudim when it comes to ksavyat. But we're interested now, we want to know, is ksavyat a shtar or not? Is it more like a milva alpeh or a milva bishtar, right? Because we saw in Gittin, it works as a get, min haTorah, but we don't know, because it just integrates and is the equivalent of Edei Chasima, right? Or is it Gzeres HaKasu, right? Or a mayor would have, you know, thought it was a Vlad Pasul. Yeah. So, when the Mishnah says, Hotzel of Ksavyad HaShuchayev LoGovin Min Chasim B'nei Chorin, we get the answer to question number one. What about Shibudim? No Shibudim. Then, when the Gemara further, you know, discusses Hotel of Ksavyado Shuchayvlo, this is Kufayin Baba Menalev, Govin Merchasim Bnei Chorin Boy Minei Rabam Barnosim Rab Yochanan Huksa Ksavyado Bebezdin Mai. So the Gemara is a fascinating discussion. The Gemara wants to know, does it make any difference if you strengthen the, you know, authenticity of this Ksavyad? Like, how would you do that? How can you upgrade the ksavyad? The answer is by going to court and checking the signatures, you know, and having it, you know, verified that this is really the handwriting of the mischai. That's the best you can do to upgrade, you know, a ksavyad. So if you did that, says the Gemara, maybe that'll be good enough even for a gviyah melechasim b'shubadim. Ah. Says the Gemara, my... Sorry, even with the upgrade, you fall short of Nechasim B'Shubat. So, now why that is still unclear. We know the fact. That's how everybody paskins. There's no Gvim in Nechasim B'Shubat for Ksavya. But is that because no matter what you do, it's still a Milva Alpeh, and a Ksavya is not a Shtar, you know, and it's like those, you know, like Rashi number one and maybe Rashi number three, but not Rashi number two. Is that the reason? Or is it some more extraneous reason having to do with Shibudim? There's no call. You know, there's a buyer beware aspect to Gviyah Menachasim Shibadim. Namely, right, you borrowed $100, you know, and subsequently you borrowed $100 from your neighbor. And then subsequently you sold the real estate, you know, that is Meshubad, you know, to the repayment of that loan. But Nebuch, the Lokeach, right, who purchased the property, was he aware, was, you know, that this property, you know, is already spoken for, is leaned to the repayment of the loan, right? So that's called a kol, as we know. And the Gemara seems to give, a lot of weight, you know, to whether there's a kol or not, how that fits in with some of the other, you know, factors in Gevi'im and Chasim and Shabbatim is not for now. But the way some people explain it is, maybe Ksav Yad is fully, you know, a shtar. But there's not only a legal, formal question here. There's also a pragmatic, buyer beware, call kind of a question. Maybe since there's no Edim, not Edi Mesira, not Edi Chasima, even objectively it's a shtar, and it would even be called a Milva B'shtar, but this would be the exception of Milva B'shtar Gov Menachasim Shubadim, because there's no call. We should always look at cases. There could be Milva Alpeh cases where there's a call. And we would wonder, does that affect Shibudim? And there could be Milva Bishtar cases where there's no call. Right? And maybe it undermines Gevi'im and Chasim Shibudim. Interesting question. So we're not sure how to... And then the Gemara kind of highlights this by the continuation, where the Gemara says, Masav Rabbi Bar Chama, they quote the Mishnah that we just read in Gittin, Gimel Gittin Psula Bim Nisa Savlad Kosher Veilu Heng, Sos Mitz Kosov Bixav Yad Evein El Evedim, Yesh El Evein Evein Bozman, Yesh Bozman Veim Bo El Eid Achad, Harila Gimel Gittin Psula Bim Nisa Savlad Kosher. Mishnah is quoting it not because of the first part, because of the Ksav Yad part, which is interesting, right? Because they're actually talking about the status of Ksav Yad. But that's not a case of Ksav Yad Shehuch Sak Bebezdin. And there's nothing in the part of the Mishnah, either way, about Gevi'im and Chasim B'Shabbatim for the Ksav Yad. So ironically, even though they're quoting the only other Mishnah in all of Shas, you know, which talks directly about the status of a Ksav Yad, that's not what they're quoting it for. They're quoting it for what we call, and even you now agree, is the Seifa, namely Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afa Pishen Levenim, El Shanasu Bifnei Edim Kosher, the Govim and Chasim B'Shabbatim. So this is the Mishnah that seems to say that Edei Mesira Karsi is also Govim and Chasim B'Shabbatim. So what's the question? It's just fascinating, right? Meaning the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is telling us that Edei Mesira are Govim and Chasim B'Shabbatim. And the Gemara is arguing that if Edei Mesira, let's say like this, Bishloma, if only Edei Chasima are Govim and Chasim B'Shabbatim, we're okay with Ksav Yad, even Shehuchsak Bebezdin, you know, being falling short, being inadequate. But if you're going to tell me that even Shtar Beidim Mesira is Govin Menchasim Meshubadim, right? You're still going to claim that Ksav Yad, even one that Shehuchsak Bebezdin, is less than that? So they're equating in some way, at least vis-a-vis the Salacha, Ksav Yad and Shtar Beidim Mesira. Very fascinating, right? Now, we can totally understand that because the common denominator, you know, is in the actual document, there's no Edim in both cases, right? On the other hand, Shtar Beidim Mesira is better because it's, you know, transmitted in the presence of Edim, which Ksav Yad is not. But on the other hand, Ksav Yad may be a little bit better because, you know, at least you have a kind of Hodos Baldin Kemedim Dummy in the text, which in the text you have nothing in Edei Mesira. So if I were to ask you, you know, which is superior, you know, vis-a-vis various halachos, being more shtar-like, right? Shtar Edei Mesira or Ksav Yad? It's complicated, you know, it's balanced out. And then what you really have to figure out is which consequences are contingent upon which component or which factor. Right. So that's what the Gemara was asking. So is the Gemara asking that because the Gemara is trying to say the only problem of Ksav Yad is kol? The kol isn't worse than the kol of Edei Mesira. Or just like you don't have a kol in Edei Mesira, and you're Govim and Chasim Shabbatim, you don't need kol. You don't need kol, you have kol, Is that what they're saying? Are they saying Shtar Beidim Mesira doesn't look like a Chafsa Shal Shtar either, but it is vis-a-vis Gviyam and Chasim Shabadim. If Shtar Beidim Mesira is good enough, then Ksav Yad is a good enough Chafsa Shal Shtar. It's hard to know exactly what the argument is, but you know, in broad strokes, there's some sort of an equation going on here. Either way,
how do you know that Reb Lozer is his case is Hochsik Bebeisin?
I'm sorry.
How do you know Reb Lozer's case is the case of where it's the Hochsik Bebeisin?
We don't. No, no, it isn't. It isn't. They're comparing shtar be'ede mesira. Nothing to no hooksak. There's no hooksak even because it. There's no signatures in the shtar. There can to a ksav yad shehuchsak bebezdan. It goes to what I said a second ago, which is, you know, in the end of the day, at least Eidim Mesira has Eidim. So I guess the fact that there's a ksav yad, you know, and it's huchsak is supposed to be not less than Eidim Mesira. Although even if you can understand already that Zagmar originally thought when it says maybe huchsak will be good. Let's compare it to Eide Chasima. The Gemara said, no, it's short. The Gemara says, fine, we could live with that, except that Eide Mesira is good enough. It's not less than Eide Mesira, is it? So now the Gemara is saying, Shiny Hasam, Dimishas Ksiva Hudashibe Dafshe. You know, a couple of words, a little bit unclear. And this, you know, causes, you know, like a revolution in the halakha. What do these words mean, right? So they can mean one of two things. One of them is you're wrong on the assumption. What are you asking? That ksav yad should be not less than Eide Mesira, and just as Eide Mesira is govim in nechasim b'shabadim, so too ksav yad. You're wrong. Eide Mesira is not govim in nechasim b'shabadim. As inochanami, it's not worse. But wrong that there's Gviyam and Achasim Mishabadim in any Mesira. That's if you have the Girsa. Shani Hasan Demishas Ksuva Hudashibed Navshe. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the get, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only Be'edim Mesira. So the way to read the Mishnah is there's Gviyam and Achasim Mishabadim, and not from the get. But if there's a get, then the Ksuva is functional. The Ksuva is govim and achasim b'shabadim. Not the get, but any shtar be'edim mesira would not be adequate for givim and achasim b'shabadim. That's 50%, I don't know the actual, but 50% of the halachic world thinks that edim mesira karsi doesn't work for givim and achasim b'shabadim, and that this is the Gemara that says it with the girsa of ksuva. However, the Rashbam had the girsa of ksiva, and this is how he understands it. So he says as follows. Hochi Garcina, second one. Shiny Hasam de Bishas Ksiva hu deshibe navshe. Meaning, Kisha nichtav ashtar nichtav kede lamasro bifne edim. She you edim asira b'makom edi chasima. Hilka kivin drab lazar mesima karsi ki ilu nechtemu betoch ashtar dami. Again, these are strong words. I mean, the Rashbam saying, you're right. There's Gviyam and Chasim B'Shabadim for Eidim Mesira. The other way. But you're wrong that Ksav Yad is equal to or better than Eidim Mesira. It's not, because in the end of the day, Eidim Mesira aren't just witnessing, you know, the transfer of the object. Their role as, you know, seemingly as bystanders and you know, extraneous observers is misleading. That's not what they are. Their presence, bishas, mesiras, hashtar, or haget, makes them eide haget, or eide hashtar. So if the Ran was claiming that eide chasima, according to the Rif, are virtual eide mesira, right? The Rashbam, you know, somewhat as a parallel opposite, is saying, you know, Rabbi Eliezer's Eide Mesira, you know, are kind of, you know, invisible Eide Chasima. That's what these words mean, right? Kishenichtav ashtar nichtav kidei lemastro bifnei edim. The words are prepared, you know, with the design that they will be connected to the presence of the Eidim You know, it's not a separate and extraneous. Shehu Eide Mesira b'makom Eide Chasima. That's what I say. It's just interesting to compare to the Ran, you know, who within the worldview of the Rif, at least, you know, is kind of saying the parallel. Hilkach Kivim Drab Laza Eide Mesira Karsa. Listen to this one. Ki ilu nichtemu b'toch hashtar dami. Right? You don't have to say it so strongly unless you believe it. You know what I mean? But it's if you do believe it, it's a good way to say it. Saying, don't think that Edim Mesira are don't have Edim. You know, there you have to, you know, they're there, they're Mitzuraf. Their presence is like Mitzuraf to the document. It's a shtar. It's not just a piece of paper. Aval Anu mi boilan, in our Gemara, our question was, Bahosik Saviad Bialma. Well, the Bialma is there like for emphasis, like, you know, this is just a piece of paper. With his, you know, autograph. Sheshmo shalova chasimbo, sheze masar b'makom hoda, shalayucha lachzor v'lichbarbo. It's just there, you know, so you can't deny it. There's hoda spaldin, but it's not a shtar be'edim. And you can't lachzor v'lichbarbo v'loma paraiti. Here's where he weighs in on point number two, right? Kozman shechasimasa biad malva, shalonas ashtar, v'loshen shal shtar, she'inim chasumim bo, v'achar zman echziku bebezdin. This is not a shtar. It's not a milva b'shtar. It's a milva al peh with a hodah spaldin. And if you look at Tosan Gimel Amid Beis, I think we read it last time. Tosa says, you know, two deos about these, this question of milva, you know, bishtar edim mesira, whether there's gviyim and chasim mishubadim, and then he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel as saying, "Oh, I think there's a machlokas hasugyos, you know, and I think we paskin like the one in Bava Basra, you know, not the one, you know, in Gittin. You know, that's the okay. Anyway, so this is a massive. The Rama paskins that edim mesira." Is Govim and Chasim Mishubadim. But again, what's going on here, what's clear here, is that the Gemara is really, you know, testing the boundaries of everything. They're testing, you know, how Edim Mesira work and how and what Ksavyad is. Agav, the Rashbam, also clues us into the second halacha, meaning the Mishnah says there's no Gvim and Chasim Mishubadim. The Gemara is challenging that, but ultimately has to succumb to that conclusion, challenging it even on the basis of Edim Mesira, and still, you know, finally acquiescing to that conclusion. But what the Mishnah never ever told us was, what about benefit number two of a milva b'shtar? Does that accrue to a ksavyad or not? Namely, if you're holding on to the ksavyad and he's claiming, I paid it, Can you say ksavyad, you know, biyadcha, my boy? Right? That's the question. So the Rashbam, this is what we noted last week, here slips it in, kind of. You know, he says, the ksavyad is the same as shtar for this halakha. And then in Mem Amud Aleph, you know, if he read it last time, he slips it in again. Not slips it in, there he is, he says it. Hodah b'fnei shnayim. He says that the din of shtar chabiyadim abayi applies even in a ksavyad. This is the last line, 35. Afilo hotzi amalva alove ksavyado shalove shuchayiv govim nechasim b'dechorim b'enu ne'amalomer paraiti. Kolshkein shtar sheyesh bo'edim. The kolshkein is interesting. He's saying they're not equal, but even a ksavyad has this din. The question is, why? And that's a view of Tosis, also in Ksuvis Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Interesting, there, he quotes the Rif, Pasak HaRif, Dafka Kishomer Lo Yoy Dvar Miolam, Avol Ne'amun Olomar Parah, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rajba, they all disagree with Rajbam, Tosas Rid. They all think Shtar Chabiyari, my boy, doesn't work in Ksavyat either. So Tosas quotes it, and then he says, Ein Nira L'Rabbeinu Yitzchak, meaning his Rabbeinu Yitzchak. They're both Rabbeinu Yitzchaks, but the Ri. So Ri said, I don't understand the Rif, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi. Kiminayin lo zeh achilok kisavar tebechol shtar ena rogia lefroa ad sheyachse lo shtaro. So it's hard to know what Tosfos is really saying. You know, the innocuous thing he might be saying is, listen, a smoking gun is a smoking gun. What do we care if it's a shtar or not a shtar? Either way, it's, you know, it's damaging evidence. It's damaging against you that you're claiming that you paid and that you don't have a receipt or you didn't demand the destruction of the contrary evidence. What do we care if it's a ksav yad or a shtar? Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying, who cares if it's this kind of shtar or that? And he says, the kol shtar ain't a rugged lefro ad shiyaser lo shtaro. He's using the language of shtar, but does he mean shtar? Does he mean, you know, outstanding or damaging evidence? What's clear is that the Tosfos Rid, you know, thinks it's a shtar. That's if you look here on page 8, right, he says, quotes are, you know, the Rashbam, Kosov Heina Rabbeinu Shmuel, Filotim, you know, Amalva, Lovek, Savyado, Shechayev, Govim, Chos, Menechon, Einu, Nirmalon, Parait, Menir, Li, Devara, Avar, Yitzchak, Mifez, Zatzokol, Kosov, Vishili, Mesachtin, Kivin, De, Kamilva, Alped, Dami, oh, that's the language of the Rith, is Kamilva, Alped, Dami, Vitoin, Vomer, Parait, Neman. The Rif makes it seem like the reason that no shtar can be on your part is because it's not a shtar. Ksav yad is not a shtar. And that sounds like it's legal standing. It's not an issue of the, you know, practical, you know, implications of leaving the shtar in somebody. That's the outlier. Mitosis Rif makes it clear. It's a shtar, just no shibudim. Why no shibudim? He says, Vishum delays lekala. Other Rishonim might say, because it's not a shtar. Right? He says, no, it's a shtar, just no call. Avaloshoni mishtara ma'alya. Those are big words. It's not any different than any other shtar. Techasimas yado kimeidim dami. Like the second view of Rashi. Vichihechi, the mishtar di kasadi lo mehemen, lo paraiti hakanami. Not because even though it's not a shtar, it's still a smoking gun. But it's a smoking gun shtar. So what's the difference? Just because there's no shibud. So as I mentioned last week, the Ramban in the Muchamos, this is what the Balamor said like this. Balamor says like the other Rishonim, that, you know, the shtar could be on my boy, applies to ksav yad. He says, I have a raya. Because if it wasn't true, why would the Mishnah tell you that ksav yad, there's no gvim and chasim shibadim, and not say a word about shtar chabiyani, my boy? I mean, there are two advantages to a milva b'shtar over a milva peh. Right? One is shibudim, the other is shtar chabiyani, my boy. So if the Mishnah is already spilling ink to tell you that ksav yad isn't the equivalent of a shtar legabe shibudim, why wouldn't it also tell you the same thing about shtar chabiyani, my boy? Number two. By omitting shtar chabiyani, my boy, by including only shibudim, it's as if the Mishnah is telling you, you know, otherwise it's the same. Of course, is that a great proof? I mean, it's an interesting proof. So the Ramban responded, you know, in a more frontal way. Ramban said, I don't think that's a terrible proof. You know, why? He said, in my opinion, the problem of ksav yad and shtar chabiyani, my boy, is due to the absence of shibudim. So when the Mishnah says there's no shibudim, you know, it's the equivalent. It's just, you know, the Mishnah assumes that it's dealing with lamdanim, you know, so that you'll figure out the connection. Ramban says, I figured it out, you know. So the Mishnah says there's no shibudim, says the Ramban. That's why there's no shtar chabiyani, my boy. Because ein adoma, smoking gun, which also gives you the capacity to seize assets, you know, from a lokeach, and a smoking gun, which doesn't. Right? Therefore, it falls beneath the threshold of a terribly smoking gun. Not terribly damaging evidence. Right? It's an interesting gray area, because in the end of the day, I mean, people still, reputation-wise, you know, would prefer to have a receipt or to destroy, you know, the outstanding, you know, evidence against them. Like, who wants, you know, somebody waving, you know, a shtar that says that you owe money and say, well, why didn't you insist on ripping it up when you paid the debt? But certainly you can also understand the Ramban's argument, which is, yeah, but ain't a doma, like, how careless am I, you know, when I don't, you know, you're about to pay me and I say, you know, oh, I forgot to bring the shtar. You know, I'm worried I'll never see you again, and I want to get the payment. Or I, you know, I want to, you know, before the stock market, you know, goes back up again, I want to, you know, I want to invest it in whatever. So, you know, I'm in a hurry, right? I'm thinking, yeah, but, you know, what am I leaving in his hands? You know, on the one hand, I want to get the money back, or I'm afraid I'll never see him again, or I have some urgent, you know, liquidity, you know, requirement. And on the other hand, what am I leaving in his hands? Right? So if I'm leaving in his hands not only, you know, a shtar, which seems to indicate that I still owe the money, hopefully he'll be honest, but, you know, also that also he can go after my, you know, the people who I sold the money to, my purchasers, you know, so I have a responsibility to protect them too and my reputation through them, you know, so that, you know, am I going to do that without a receipt and without ripping up the, but once the shtar, the gviyam and chasim, that's 50%, 70%, whatever it is, says the Ramban, that pushes you beneath the threshold of it being like an umda de muchach. No, for sure, there was, you know, no payment. If there was payment, he wouldn't leave that. That's the Ramban. So Ramban says that's the answer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't mention it because it's cause and effect. The Mishnah mentioned there's no shibudim, mimela, there's no shtarchem, yadi, my boy. However, what I tried to say for the Rambam last week was, if you look carefully at the Rambam, he, like the Rif, emphasizes, is this a milva b'shtar or a milva alpeh? And the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Milvah V'Lova, makes it clear, it's a milva alpeh. A ksav yad is a milva alpeh. But more than that, my diuk is, that when the Rambam brings these halachos, the order of his bringing them, it's a ksav yad, it's a milva alpeh, not a milva b'shtar. Mimela, there's no shtar chaviyari, my boy. And then he adds, and there's no nechasim b'shabadim either. So if he had learned, like the Ramban, then he should have said there's no nechasim b'shabadim, right? Mimela, or he didn't have to say the word mimela, but at least on the order, that's why there's no gviya. I'm sorry, that's why there's no shtar chaviyari in my body. But I think the real point of the riff of the Rambam is that what they're saying is, you know, both of these elements depend on shtar. And ksav yad is not a shtar. It works in Gittin, but it's not a shtar. We'll see in a minute. How come the Mishnah doesn't only mentions one? It's enough to mention the one. It's a variation on the Ramban, but, you know, I mean, the Balamor is assuming, you know, if they don't, there are two factors and it mentions one, the other one must be okay. But, you know, sometimes you only need to mention one, not only because of the Ramban, you know, that one causes the other, but because one is indicative of. If you want to know, is this a shtar or not? We know it. There's no gvim in the chasim shabadim. So if there's no gvim in the chasim shabadim, it's a milva al peh. If it's a milva al peh, then of course there's no shtar chabiyani, my boy. But that is the Rambam Shita. So what emerges from all of this so far is that within the context of Gittin, the Rashis, the status of ksav yad is up in the air. There are views that see ksav yad as something different. There are views that see ksav yad as a gzeres of kasuv. There are views that see ksav yad as a shtar, equivalent to edichasim. Then when you turn to dinei mamonis, it's also complicated. Already in the Gemara is trying to figure out, even they're tenacious even about the gviyam and achasim and shabadim. And then the whole discussion, is it the equivalent of shtar be'edi mesira? And then the maskana, is it equivalent or not? Depends on the machlokas rishonim, ksiva or ksuva. Is there gviya menachasim mishabadim be'edim asira? It touches on so many different issues. And then in addition to that, you have the phantom din of the Mishnah, meaning the missing din. What about shtar chaviyari, my boy? And that's another massive argument. But within the massive argument, what's fascinating is, even within the group, the Balei Tosfos, the Balamor, even within the group that says, even in ksav yad, there's a din of the equivalent of shtar chaviyari, my boy. There clearly emerges two views. Is that because the smoking gun, right, is koveya, even if it's not a shtar? Or is that because it's a shtar? And then in the opposite, you have the Chachmei Sfarad, following the riff again, who say there's no shtar chaviyari, my boy equivalent. But then you have a parallel argument. You have the Ramban basically saying it's just the result of there not being Nechasim Mishubadim, but it's not a fundamental din necessarily. And then you have the Rif and the Rambam, especially the Rambam, who's saying it's a Milval Peh. Right? Oh.
Can I ask this question?
Now let's get back to Kiddushin, but first your question.
I just wanted to, why introduce Rav Blazer altogether here? This is a mission about Shlosha Gittin Pasulim. It's a Sugin Gittin. What are they talking about? Mishubadim and.
I'm not following.
Generally, there's no shibudim.
Well, no, because of the ksuva, though. But
that's the girsa of Mishas ksuva.
That's if you have the girsa of Mishas ksuva. But if you, some people think that Rabbi Eliezer's comment in the end of the Mishnah isn't just about gittin; it's about gittin shtaros. That's part of the debate. That's a little bit part of the debate this is as good a place as any, right? Because I mean, the ultimate shtar. Gittin. Right? Well, as we'll discuss in a minute anyway. The shtar in the Torah is get. Kasav sefer krisus v'nasa biyada. And, it's then in Yirmiyah you have, shtar mecher, but the only explicit shtar, we learn v'yatzav haisa for shtar kiddushin, and then, you have la and stuff like that for, for shechur eved, etc. But the shtar min haTorah is really gittin, and part of the whole discussion, right there, in on Pei Vav, and again on Gimel and Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph, is is there a difference between gittin and shar shtaros, and what do we mean by that in terms of paskening like Rabbi Eliezer, and then what do we mean by that? Do we mean really just gittin, or do we mean gittin v'kedushin, or gittin v'kedushin and shtar? Shechur, or get to Mekedushin Shtar Shechur and Shtar Mecher, meaning all Shtar Kinyan. So all of this...
Just a general question, for lack of knowledge. If the Malva would be going from the Chasim Mishubalim and...
If he has a Shtar.
We have a Shtar. What happens if the Lava Tumro finds an oil well on his property and becomes a multimillionaire? Does he have to pay off the
lokeach?
Yeah,
that's a whole issue in its own right, sure. Meaning, that's also again Baba Basra as well. Even if he doesn't get the oil well, let's say it comes into money, or whatever. whether that's the question. In a mecher, is there a chrayas nechasim? That's the issue. Meaning, the malva may have first right to grab. It's Mishubadim, but then the, Mocher, is also Mishubad to repaying the Lokeach. That's a separate topic, but that's sure, that's discussed in the Gemaras and Babasra. Okay, now, so let's go back to Kiddushin now. Like, how does all this, we can anticipate, right? On the one hand, the more we think that Ksavyad, either in the Sugyan Gittin, right, or in the sugya and Bala Basra, is the equivalent of shtar be'edei chasima, or shtar be'edei besira for that matter, right, the more a viable candidate it becomes for ksav yado. Namely, so you want to be mekadesh yisho not with a shtar, but not with a shmiel shtar be'edim, with a ksav yad. Same idea. However, if we think that ksav yado is fundamentally not a shtar, right, and especially, or if we think it's because of anasa and exeris akasuv, right, it's midin hodas baldin kemedim dami, not ede chasima so much, but hodas baldin kemedim dami, directly, would that apply to shtar kedushin? The Kosov and Asan is about a get. On the other hand, there's also V'yatzav Haisa. But V'yatzav Haisa is a bit of a tricky, issue. I've mentioned this before, including this year. But you can imagine, meaning, Makush Abaye Liyitzia is the source for Kiddushei Shtar and for other dinim as well, for sure. The Gemara has an extensive catalog of, V'yatzav Haisa applications. But equally, there are things that are clearly not V'yatzavahaisa applications. And then there are, you know, machlokes, either in the Gemara or Rishonim, you know, about certain other cases. For example, I think I mentioned we were talking about mechubar, right? Is there a psul mechubar in get? Right? If the, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the kasav l'sefer krisis refers to the actual ksiva, so you can't write on a mechubar, because then it would be, you know, mechusar, you know, would be, you know, mechusar ketitza, you know, and nesina, to nesina. It would disrupt the process. And according to Rabbi Meir, that v'chasam means v'chasam, so you can't be chosem on a mechubar. Right? Is there a psul mechubar in Kiddushin? That's a big, big debate in sugyas and beginning of Kiddushin, and some of them in Gittin, on two levels. Number one, even for Kiddushin Keseth, like sometimes we say v'yatzav v'haisa, you know, even for all Kiddushins, you know, not just for Kiddush Eshtar. So there is a view. Let's say you were going to see Mekadosh Anisha with, you know, with something as mechua, a tree, a branch of a tree, a flower, you know, that is attached to the ground. Right? Can you do that? What? A shavapruta. Isn't a branch a shavapruta? You know, I think I told this the... What?
Because of Kesef? You mean Mekadosh with Kesef?
Kesef, Kesef. Yeah, I think I mentioned this. You know, the you know, there's this view of Rashi and Sukkah. You know, that that something which is you know less than a pruta can't have bilus on it. That seems to be what Rashi says, and then Lulav HaGadol. So the Michas Chinuch says that totally cannot be right, because you know the Dalad Minim include Aravos. They're less than a pruta. Obviously, you can have a lakachtim lachem, right? Not on Main Street, or I guess you know, I don't know, Central Avenue, or Hempstead Turnpike. I don't know, whatever it is, right? Like, well, I don't know what economy the Minchas Chinuch was living. So it's like, it's bad. I wrong. Come on, you know, the Arava is less than a pruta. You know, so I'm saying you're saying I said to you he's going to be Mekadosh with a branch, and you said like it's a shavu pruta. Wow. I wonder, maybe West Ham. Maybe that's the place. What?
A big branch.
A big branch. Or yeah. So yeah. But I'm saying but it's mechubar. Right. So that's an interesting question. Then there's somebody showing him the saying, come on, that's you know, but maybe shtar. You know, you write a kiddushei shtar on just like the get, you know. On something that is mechubar lekarka, on an ola of a plant or something, or on a tree trunk or a tree branch or whatever it is. So that Rishonim would say even on kesef, and that Rishonim would say not even on shtar, and then there are some who say on shtar, yes, this is psul mechubar, you know, not in kesef. That's just an example, but there are many, many of these kind of issues. But what about v'yatzav v'haisa? The truth is that the Gemara, you know, discusses maybe kesef, you know, should be a basis for get. That's the Gemara in first parak of Kiddushin. And Dapei, because, you know, makashavai litzia, maybe it should go in both directions. Kesef works, bia works for Kiddushin. Maybe they should work for Gerushin too. Right. So, you know, obviously the Gemara says that's wrong. You know, the question is, how wrong is it? So at one point it seems like the Gemara is saying, come on. Obviously, you're not going to be megaresh bebia. You know, that would be obscene. You know. But even kesef, you know, kesef maknis, kesef motzi, what's the idea? I mean, makash havai liyitzia is by nature dialectical. You know, because on the one hand, what it means is, you know, these are parallel opposites, but, you know, they're parallel. Meaning, you know, we're dealing with, you know, the creation and the dissolution or the dismantling, you know, of an institution. And therefore, we're on the same wavelength, you know, the kind of things that are going to work, et cetera, you know, et cetera. On the other hand, that's one part of the story. That's 50% of the story. There's another 50%, and that's the opposite, in meaning it's ayule and afuke. In one case, anything that has to do with chiba or that, you know, has a, you know, an initiation or a joy, you know, full component is going to be relevant to Ishus. And anything that has to do, you know, with that is going to be anathema. Never mind, it isn't going to apply to Gerushin, right? So it just doesn't make any sense. It's the opposite.
This would be true of any Gzereshava. You know, even for, let's use Gzereshava, Tezvav, it's not so far away. No, and I've never heard, there are those who say you should eat matzah in your sukkah, which is an interesting application, but I've never heard anyone saying you should pick up a lulav at your Seder. You know, there's, so there's obviously...
You don't do that? Yeah.
What about
the in West Hempstead, I thought they do that. Right. No, of course. But, I mean, there are some things that are, what I'm saying is, some things are obviously very, you know, singular, you know, to the anniversary, to the day. Even the things like, you know, not eating too early, even the Tesvav things that they have, aside from the Gemara, are very interesting. So I like to see the common denominator in, like, tone setting, you know, and things of that sort. Meaning, like, you know, you have to, at the beginning of the Chag, you already have to demonstrate, the symbol of the Chag, you know, is upfront, you know, pervasively, you know, like important. I mean, I think you always have to work. You're right. In every hekesh, the expectation that there will be exceptions, but there can be exceptions because there are simply things that are, you know, are irrelevant, you know, one to the other, or very singular one to the other. Here, what I'm saying is, it's more than that. It's on two levels different. Number one, if we're talking about Kiddushe Shtar, so Kiddushe Shtar, that whole institution comes from Get. Right. So you might think, you know, all of it. You know, there can't be anything about it that it all, you know, is rooted in Gittin. So it's got to be the same. That part of it has got to be the same. Right? That's A. You know. But on the other side of it, which is very powerful, that's a reason to say, to have a more, you know, intense link for your V'yatzav Ha'isa. At the same time, you know, unlike Tesvav, for example, the what you gave, right, the example you gave, the equation part is more, you know, abstract, right? But the contrast part is less acute, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Meaning, this is ayule and afuke. These are opposites. You know, tesvav isn't opposites. They're just, you know, lulav is a sukkah thing, and matzah is a chagamatzos thing. You know, but here we're talking about, you know, dafka, because this is a derech, you know, of ishus. You know, that makes it totally inappropriate, you know, to be a derech of Gerushin. So the kesher is stronger and the contrast is stronger. That makes for a more, you know, volatile, we'll call it, you know, hekesh, you know, relationship. So this is actually this is where the Rajba and the Ritva come in. And they debate this point. We're going to end in a couple of minutes. So go back to page 6. Tosis discusses the status of Ksav Yad, but on the Drabbana level. Very interesting. If you look on number 3, line 3, this is Tosin Yavamba Slamet Aleph Umid Beis. Limute Zman Delesa Bikidushin. Mesap Galeri Kosa Biksav Yado Ve'en Olavedim Ibahani Bikidushin Ilo. The Kivin She'en Tzorek Zman Malanum Ein Olavedim. Interesting. Even though, again, was this true only for Rabbi Meir or even for Rabbi Eliezer? Very strange in a way. But Tosis thinks that this is a drabana, din drabanan, connected to Zman. Min HaTorah, it sounds like Tosis is fine with Ksav Yad Bekidushin. The Rajba is the big, breakthrough, you know, in this topic. And there are two Rajbas. You know, one makes reference to the other. So the one of the Yavamas, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, says, Amakadesh Ve'edachot V'afil Shnei Modim Ein Choshen L'Kedushin. Right? You need Eidei Kiyum. If you're Makadesh in the presence of one Eid, it doesn't work. L'Li'olam Ein Kedushin B'Pachos Mishnayim K'di Afinu Davar Davar Mimamo. Then he adds, V'afilu Kosa B'Ksav Yado Nami K'dimashma B'Kedushin Perika Omer Mishum D'Komachayiv L'Achrini. Right? There the Gemara says you don't say Odas Baldin because it's Mechayiv L'Achrini. So the charm of Ksavyad, there's no Edim. What's it based on? Hodas, some sort of Hodas Baldin. Directly Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin as Ein Lecha Edei Chasima Gedola Mizu, or the equivalent, whatever it is. The Rajba says it shouldn't work in Kiddushin. Ksavyad should not work in Kiddushin. Ubegitin de Mehani Ksavyado. Have a taima, o mishum de lo mechayiv l'achrini. Wow. What does that mean? Meaning there's no need for eidei kiyum. This is what I referred to a couple of weeks ago. The Rajba, again, Bali Tosis on Dawid Omid Aleph, in the end of Dibra Masel de Kaimelon, that packed Tosis, says, en passant, agavurcha. Tosis says, a get needs eidei kiyum. That's a whole Rabbeinu Tam, right? Get needs Eidei Kiyum. Even according to Eidei Chasim Akarsi, it needs Eidei Kiyum. Why? Because it's Chav L'Achrini. Meaning, when the Gemara says, the only explicit Gemara that ever says that you need Eidei Kiyum is the Gemara in Kiddushin, because of Chav L'Achrini. But Tosis assumes, Hu Adin L'Gerushin, and it's also Chav L'Achrini. What's the Chav L'Achrini? So Tosis says, because of Kohanim. Right? If she... once there's a gerushin, so she is asur lekohen. That's not so obvious that that's considered chav l'achrini. Number one, it's a very narrow piece, right? Number two, it's not like the relatives up front are. It's a hechadimtzi. It's a very small part. Number two. She was Asura Lekohen when she was married, too. Okay, I don't know how strong a taina that is. There's because of Eishes Ish. It wasn't because of Psul Kuno. So does that matter? Does it have to be a differential pragmatically, in terms of a permissible relationship? Or it's a Lamdisha thing? There it was a din of Eishes Ish. So everything else, it wasn't, Eishes Ish. And, of course, there would be no kahuna unless it was an almana state, But on another level, as I said a couple of weeks ago, especially in light of everything we talked about, Re'ach HaGet, Isha Grusha Me'isha, it's not so much that she's a Grusha, it's the fact that her first marriage, was a failed marriage. That's the problem. She's a Grusha Me'isha. Right. Again, if she's an almana, that's not a failed marriage, or at least not structurally. Assuming it doesn't matter how good their relationship was, they might have been planning to be divorced. Doesn't make a difference. But at least structurally, But when there is, an actual gerushin, it's not the maisa gerushin and the fact that she's a grusha. It's the fact that she's grusha meisha. Meaning, so is that really chav l'achrini of the get? And certainly goes to the questions that the Rajba himself asks, Lishitaso in Kiddushin, Samachem and Beis, if you recall, right, when the Gemara said that Kiddushin was Chav L'Achrini, so Rashi said because of the members of the family, right, who are also, affected, the Krovin. And then the Rajba said, I don't get about, what about Geirim? Right. So I was trying to explain that I don't think Rashi is bothered by that Kihuzeh. Because it's a conceptual core point. It's to show, the wide scope and impact of the marriage and how it affects, others. It doesn't matter if there are actually others. It's a shiur in the transcendence, in the chalosness of the ishas. Anyway, but what does the Rajba say? Oh, she's an ishas ish. And then even the Rajba himself is like troubled. He said, is that called chav l'achrini? If I sell my property, you know, it's somebody else's, and he's going to have a different attitude towards Nezek, so that's called Chav Lachrini, you know, things of that sort. Like, you know, Chav Lachrini doesn't mean any, you know, theoretical scenario in which there's detrimental, you know, consequences, you know, down the road. It's more like, especially if it's a shir in the Ra'ah and the Reb Chaim and the Rabbeinu Tam type Eidei Kiyum, namely the Eidei Kiyum of, you know, solemnizing presence. So then the Chav Lachrini is about demonstrating, you know, reflecting, you know, being an expression, a manifestation of that, you know, chalos. Is psul, you know, lekoing that? Or is it just like a consequence, a special, you know? So when Tosas says it's Chav Lachrini, again, he may have a certain perspective on what the psul grusha is, or he may have a more pragmatic idea about Chav Lachrini and Hodas Baldin, maybe, hard to know. But it's not shocking to me. It's only shocking because the Rambam assumes that you need some sort of Eidei Kiyum, you know, for Gerushin. Although we'll get to it in just a second. It might be different, I believe, than the one in Kiddushin. And he doesn't mention Chav Lachrini in any case, in either case, unless that's what he means, but we'll get to it in a second. But the, you know, the Rajba, I think, is the first one ever to be, you know, bold to make the bold statement that maybe Gerushin doesn't require Eidei Kiyum. But what I'm saying is, if you look at the Nimuk of Tosus from the Psul Kahuna, it's not all that shocking. So that's number one. So Imi Shum Delo Mechayiv Lachrini, but again, he doesn't spell it out and say, you know, and therefore there's no din of Eidei Kiyum and Gerushin, which is like, whoa, like really? Against Tosus, against the Rambam, I'm like, wow, everybody assumes that there is, no? He doesn't say it, but that's what these words mean when he says there's no Chav Lachrini. You have to know, there's a, you know, he's invoking Kiddushin Samachem and Beis, and implicitly that's what he's saying. O Mishum Dichsiv Bahen V'Kasav La, meaning that, you know, formulation in Rashi, it's Gzeiros HaKasuv, but the Gzeiros HaKasuv is written in context of Gerushin. Demashma afilu kishakasav lahu atzmo dai la midlochsib kasav la right viya ad edim kidchsib shar staros kasav sefer chasom the ha ed edim ukoloshon zeh nearly shapir shrashi which rashi in gittin shakasav gittin gabe kasav kasav yadi he's quoting rashi in gittin here the ein elevated the man demukalot kara meir. He's interpreting Rashi, not the Rashi saying two different things. One, you know, it's the equivalent of Eidei Chasima because of Hodas Baldin. Right? Two, it's Gzeiros HaKasuv Avikasuv Anasan. He's saying the pshat is, it's like Eid Tumah, listen to what he compares it to. Eid Echa B'Tumah La'achar Kinu Yastira. What is that? After Kinu Yastira, for Sota, we believe in Eid Tumah. No, we usually don't believe in Eid Tumah in a case where there are going to be, you know, these kind of significant consequences. Right? But it's Gzeiros HaKasuv, the Eid, Ein Ba, and ein bohen elam mekom. It's a gzeres hakasuv. The gzeres shava. The davar davar lemay yitzrich. Ukedikayim ein davar shemer v'pachas mishnayim. So normally, this wouldn't work, but just like eid tumah works against a certain context, so the kasav law works in a certain context. V'yosem izekas hafti b'kiddushin perakomer. Now in kiddushin, it's a little bit less actually. Mistaberli, this is the two pieces down. The hod itznan gimel gittin psulin. It's a special gzeres hakasuv in Gerushin. Say, oh, in Gittin Ksavyad, you know, just like it works, actually it's fascinating because just like it works in Mamon, even though it doesn't work for Shibudim, right? And, you know, it doesn't work for Shtar Chav Yadim Ayboi either for the Rashba. But Still, he doesn't consider it, obviously, it does work on some level, right? Demashma kol shekosav la shu ksav yado migureshes ushtar gomur hu kishtar shibamamu. That's a strong statement. If it works in Dini Lominis, it's that kind of a shtar. It's a shtar mumum that works in Gerushin too. Udikivasa, Rabbi Rachman, again, Eid Echad Betuma, such an interesting comparison. Shalachar Kini Ustirim with the Eid Aimba. Ulamaydu Rabbi Rabbi, Velo Gomri Minayu, Imkeng Zereshava, Lamayasa, Eid Echabahen Elamakomon. Vila Bikidushin, Kasalabik Savyada Vaina Levenim, Eina, Mikudashas. The Ritva, I'm going to stop right after the Ritva, and then I'll leave the Rambam for next time. But the Ritva pushes back. Pisantap. Avol nechel kubazeh rabosai, he says. The Rishonim argue, or my rabosai argue, meaning the Ra'ah probably disagrees with this Rajba. Yesh omrim, right, is the Rajba. She'em psulan shaveh. Degabe kedushim psulim mei b'nan Torah l'chol davar. When it comes to kiddushin, ksav yado doesn't work. The gabe gerushin, who mishum tziva kasav la, it's a special limud. Bein lemeidin emenu le kiddushin, the shiny kiddushin, the mechayev lacharini. He actually integrates the 2 points, just like in a way the Rajba integrated the 2 points in Rashi. So it's the kasav la is exeris akasuv to teach you, this idea. Shani kedusha the mechayev lacharini. The yesh omer the kivin the begerushin nami bar shnayim the dover shaberavahu. Like there's the pushback. No, you need eidei kiyum in gerushin. Vasam ksiva gzereshava ki ach sherachmana ksav yado haynu mishum deksiv ksivas yado chashuva keedim lemevid maisa kishtar. No, the only reason that there's the Gzeres HaKasav isn't, despite the fact that it's not like a shtar, it makes it comparable to a shtar. V'afilu begerushin, to be in increases. Oh, this is so interesting, right? Meaning, if it works in gerushin, kol shekein that it would work in kiddushin, or the other way? That's a tricky, tricky, just like we were talking about v'yatzav v'haysav before, right? The relationship in standards between Kiddushin and Gerushin is a very tricky business. You know, again, you could always say Hekesh, Violet, see, they're the same. No. But if you want to distinguish, which way would you do it? On the one hand, if you're talking about the consequences, you know, Heter Isha Lashuk, you know, you're risking far more in Gerushin, and you have higher standards. But if you're talking about, you know, the status itself, it's all created by the Kiddushin. Right? The bigger chalos, if you want to call it that, is to create the Kiddushin and all the web of status and stature and the relationships, you know, attendant thereto. That requires much more. But if you're talking about, you know, once you have that reality, dismantling it, from just a practical consequences, then Gerushin. So which way is the Ritva going? The Ritva saying it's the same. And if anything, the other way. Afilu Gerushin, the Be'in and Krisus, right? Ula Hakel, Kol Shkein Kiddushin Shabbat Lesar, Ula Hachmir. If in Gerushin, where you need more, Ksaviyat is going to work. It's certainly going to work here. V'leis on the Mechosh, Baha, V'may D'chai V'lachrini. Teda da iska shabaya liyitzia linyan kiddushay shtar the kiyum deken yalfin and legamri hilcha kasam ksav yado kashem la Torah pasul b'drabanon v'zeu ha'emes l'fi daiti v'chein kasav v'chein das maran probably means the ra'ah, right? Hamuva karam b'tosis helu adavar begimgum, that's on the drabanon level. Okay, we're going to stop here, but so you see what's going on here. What I want to finish with next time, you know, and then we'll move on to some related things, and then we'll move on to other things, is the Rambam Shita. Because what I'll try to show you, the Rambam Paskins Ksav Yad works in Gerushin, even though he Paskins like Rabbi Lezer, of course. But what does he hold about Kiddushin? Ah. And what does he hold about Lady Chasima, actually, in Kiddushin? So we'll talk more about that, and we'll continue with the show next week.